So how many years of classroom you got behind you for the PhD?
4 years of coursework.
Behind you already?
Yeah, but some of that time I was teaching too. So like for 3 years I was teaching freshman composition and freshman literature and linguistics and taking class at the same time. So that's why it took me longer than it usually does. Although some people take 8 years average to do their PhDs at places like Chicago. It's outrageous.
University of Chicago?
Yeah, but if you get a linguistics degree from Chicago, you're doing well.
And how were you qualified? Did you teach at University of Georgia then?
Yeah, uh-huh.
How'd you get the job of teaching the freshman?
High test scores overall, especially high test scores on the verbal section of the GRE. And also, I apprenticed, and they decided that I was a good teacher. So.
Did the right stuff?
Yep.
Are you teaching now?
No, I quit so that I could study more, study harder, and get finished up with my coursework. Because you end up grading papers all the time.
What else you got to do besides write the paper?
I have to take a comprehensive exam on 2 subjects, which are big.
What are they gonna
That's
be?
Like 25 books and articles on each subject that I have to have read and be really familiar with.
You need all those 25 articles in each field?
No, I haven't decided yet. I haven't taken my comps yet, so that's
And that's,
that's
written
a big
or verbal?
Deal. It's both, written and verbal. The verbal I'm not so worried about. The written I'm worried about because I write slow. So.
Yeah, you know, up at University of Pennsylvania, they did away with the... I think if you got a certain grade, you didn't have to do the verbals. And so I did my thesis on leasing automobiles for a company versus purchasing outright the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
That first thesis is a bitch. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think it's only 60 pages with double space and all that. But, you know, the second one is much easier. If you ever had to do it, it wouldn't overwhelm me like that first one did. That first one was.
Well,
I did,
you know, we have to do a business plan for the entrepreneurship program at Arizona. And our business plan was 100 and some pages long. So, and I wrote most of it. So. It wasn't.
What, any particular business?
It was kind of a funny business. We my partner, her sister, designed clothing for women who breastfeed, and it's because the clothing that is out there is mostly really frumpy, you know, kind of country clothes mm-hmm. and stuff, and you know, a businesswoman needs clothes that are business clothes, you know, so she designed some really great outfits. And we had this idea that we would go into mass production and sell our line to JCPenney and you know, make all this money, whatever. But we never did it because we never had the startup funds. So, and her sister wasn't ready, and I told her, my partner, that her sister could make a lot more money for herself just if she designed originals for folks out in California. So I don't know if she decided to do that or not, but.
Hmm. With the business plan, they're pretty big into those, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then leaving him a chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes you think about a whole lot of things that you probably would forget to think about. You know, like, where's the money going to come from, when, and, you know, you have to do a financial plan out to 3 years in fine detail. And then and then we had to have it in a little less detail out to 7 years. So, yeah, it was fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat. And the guy that was our marketing professor was the one of the marketing managers for Burger King. He got that